It's Tuesday already, man. These days just fly past anymore. For me, they do. I mean, it's one smoking headline to the next. You know, the border, the war in Ukraine, the uprising at Columbia, where there's a war overnight where they took over a building on campus. Not so many problems like that in Michigan currently. I don't know how it would be handled, but hopefully we'd be smarter than that. Meanwhile, State Representative David Martin, a Republican from Davison, is joining me here. Sir, good to have you on the program.
It's great to be here, Steve.
Let's talk business a little bit here today, sir. We need to grow local economies, help Michigan businesses thrive, but instead the Democrats not helping us much here. They've raised income tax, gotten rid of right to work, created more impediments to business than any administration in my lifetime that I can recall. Man, we got an uphill climb here convincing these folks that business is good, don't we?
That's correct, and that's why we need a comprehensive plan that goes over years and decades, actually set an environment in Michigan where people would want to come to live because we got a great environment, but businesses want to put down their roots and grow here. So we need that whole fertile ground that we can grow locally and focus on our regional communities and not just some big bang, quick grab jobs that don't produce.
All right, tell me why right now. Why would a business come to Michigan and relocate here now?
Well, right now, it's only because we're throwing millions of dollars at them. So what we need is an income tax structure not only the corporations could benefit from, but limited liability companies, private businesses that pay their income tax through their business tax through the income tax. The people that work here can afford to live here with the income tax and the tax structure. So the whole thing really right now is just a money grab. And we need to make sure that people come here because there's good education, a good workforce because of the education, good housing rates. All those things need to be developed for over years and decades and not just a quick fix on a campaign season.
But how do you do that when it doesn't seem that the people on the other side of the aisle are very interested in that conversation at all?
You're right. And it's a, just to talk economy to people that have never owned a business before or even had took an economics class in college. Economics is a difficult thing to get their grasp. It's not a quick fix type thing. We are doing some things to bring professionals here to Michigan, looking at plussing up our nursing and our doctors and therapists and so forth. But as far as actual jobs and someplace where somebody wants to invest, we're looking at, I think we're going to get somewhere on some kind of research investment advantage. But we need to make sure that our colleges are producing graduates that have jobs and industries that are here in Michigan. We have people that graduate from colleges that are state tuition paid colleges, and they go someplace else because there's no industry here for it. Why are we paying our tax dollars for something like that?
Why are we paying our tax dollars to forgive student loans for crap degrees? I don't know, David. These are just things that make me scratch my head. We're having our neighbors pay for the kids down the street that are privileged enough to go to college and get their gender study degree while they're trying to struggle along with two jobs. I don't know. It's a crazy world, Dave. I figure it out myself, right? I mean, look, people are going to Tennessee. People are going to Florida and Texas. They're not moving businesses to Michigan, and they're not going to. In fact, the prediction is for Michigan to lose 700,000 people by 2030. 700,000 by 2030, Dave, that was a prediction here from a couple of weeks ago. You probably saw that. I mean, we're not going to turn this around with the socialists that are in Lansing today, are we?
No, and that's why we need a plan that can be put in place that lasts for decades. I mean, the low-income tax and put it in there so that we can see actually produce. Regulations, we want to look at, review all the regulations. We got a plan out there, a 12-bill plan the Republicans put down. Probably never get a hearing because it's a Republican plan. But, things like review our regulations, our regulatory acts. 20% over five years. So we get to look at all the regulatory reasons. And when it takes $94,000 just to put a shovel in the ground to build a house, there's got to be something we can do to relieve that red tape and the regulations so that we can actually boom here in Michigan.
But there's no way to do that. There's no way to do that unless you win the governor's mansion, unless you have the advantage in the Senate and the House. You don't. I mean, it's a good talking point, Dave, and I appreciate what you're saying. You're right.
But
there's no path forward.
Well, if the people see that the economy of Michigan is not growing and we're losing population, their house value won't be worth as much. They want to stay here. They want to see their grandkids. They don't want their grandkids moving to Texas. If those things are something that people want, then they're going to have to vote for people that are going to look for the economic interest of Michigan. And in that, it's the Republican Party. We are the party of the workers right now. We are going to build the economy so people have jobs here and not just throw money at big corporate welfare to attract people here for a short period, but actually invest in long term, so that people know that our fresh water, our infrastructure, our roads, everything we can do to build and make Michigan look attractive to somebody. And when people leave here, right there, that says people don't want to be here in Michigan. We got to make it so that people want to stay here and make that environment good for a long time.
Yeah. And again, it's a great idea, Dave. I just don't see how you get there because I don't think the people on the other side of the aisle care what you have to say because
we have a plan.
Socialism is the greatest plan forward.
We have a plan. We're going to work on it.
Marxism is the greatest. Just ask them. They'll tell you. David Martin, thank you for being here. I applaud you for saying the right things. These are the right things. I just don't know how we bridge the divide of ignorance that's currently occupying Lansing. That's the problem, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
There you have it. There's an advocate of free enterprise. God bless him for that. The problem is the socialists at the gate won't let you through. That is a big problem. A big problem. Anyhow, still to come today, Hogan Gidley's going to join me. Hogan Gidley, one of my favorites, who has been an advisor to the president. Joe Biden says he's happy to debate. Boy, did his staff keel over on that one. Yeah, we'll discuss that with Hogan Gidley. Also, the Oxford shooter being moved, we'll tell you where. Still straight ahead on the Steve Gruber Show. Remember to check out SteveGruber.com. SteveGruber.com. You can keep up with everything we're doing here. All right? I'll be right back.